Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's program, we're going to be discussing about huruf al-muqatta'ah. I'm not sure how many of you have heard about this term, but what it really means is the broken letters in the Quran. So how many times while you were reading Quran and while you were listening to the recitation of Quran, you saw that somebody is saying alif, lam, mim, or alif, lam, ra, ta, sin. You have heard these words here and there, but do we know what the meaning of these words are? Well, I'm sure most of you don't know the meanings of these words, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, that what is the purpose that these broken letters, huruf al-muqatta'ah, are in Quran to begin with, okay, and how do we understand what it means? Well, these letters apparently do not seem to convey a meaning. We know that. When we read it, even somebody who knows Arabic, when they read this word or these letters, it doesn't have a formal meaning. These letters, they, like as you know, have a special name called huruf al-muqatta'ah, the broken letters. Then these letters appear to be broken up and separated from one another. If you notice, you know, it's not joining each other. It's like separate letters pronounced separately, right? Then some people out there, they consider them to be the mysterious words. They say it's supposed to mean something, we just don't know. It's something mysterious in there. Then the commentators, the Mufassirin of Quran, they have presented varied interpretations of these words based on their research. You know, it's not about them guessing. They are the experts of tafsir, of the interpretation of Quran. So based on their research, they have come up with different interpretations. Then new researchers, they keep on researching about these words, and hence we see every now and then there is a new interpretation or the new meaning given to these special words of Quran. So by the way, 29 chapters of Quran out of 114 chapters, they start with these huruf al-muqatta'at. So they are bound to be important, right? And this is the reason we're discussing them. Now, do you think that the pagans and the polytheists of that time, of the time of Prophet, when they heard about these words, would they not criticize or ridicule Islam for having these mysterious words in Quran, right, which don't seem to mean anything? Well, guess what? Interestingly, we do not find any traces of such ridicule or critique. Now, this implies, brothers and sisters, that even they were not completely ignorant of these mysterious, so-called mysterious words that we are calling huruf al-muqatta'at. This means they knew that it means something. There are several interpretations, and in today's program, we are going to look at a few of the interpretations of what the scholars and interpreters of Quran, they have said about these huruf al-muqatta'ah. Stay with us. We will be back after the break.
And now, Professor Gary Miller talks about the Holy Quran.
for myself, because of my field in mathematics and logic, there's a very delicate point which caused quite a bit of excitement only 100 years ago among mathematicians. It occurred to me the author of the Quran should know about that. It would take too much explaining to go into it, but I checked and he did. It's there in the Quran. But it's a development of the last 100 years in logic. We all know something, and it should be there. The answer should be there. We should be ready to give an account to justify ourselves. That's the meaning of iman. Iman is not properly translated faith, which usually means, in English, faith means a promise to believe something even though it seems it must be impossible. You believe it without evidence. That's faith. Iman is not that. The root meaning of that word means confirmation, emunah. It means when you check on something. You believe it because you looked and you saw indications that it was true. Doesn't mean necessarily you prove every item, but you look and you see this agrees with what I know so far. You've thought about it, so your iman grows. And you're supposed to do that all your life. I'm afraid that Muslims very often don't have the confidence to deal with these things. And yet you have the ayah in the 25th surah, the 33rd ayah, where it says, there is no question that they bring you, but we give you the best answer and the explanation of it. So whatever question they have, the answer is in the Quran. I have mentioned in 7 years of giving lectures in various places that I have basically only heard 35 questions. Now, I've heard hundreds of people ask questions, but I've heard about 35 different questions. That's all. The Quran says, no matter which question they bring you, we give you an answer. People have a long ways to go. It's an interesting thing you'll find if you look in the index of the Quran. This is an index of every word in the Quran, al-muwajim al-mufahris. It's what you should expect to find, according to this ayah. It says, for every question they bring you, we give you an answer. Allah says the answer is here. If you look up the word in the index, qalu, it means they say. You'll find it's in the Quran 332 times. 332 times the Quran says, they say such and such. And if you look up the word kul, which is the command say, you'll find it's in the Quran 332 times. Now, for everything they say, you tell them this. 332 is a long ways from 35. There's a lot of questions people haven't even bothered to ask. The Quran has the answers. And it's not that big of a book, about 80,000 words, which is supposed to offer you the reply to what somebody says. By way of advice, I suggest if you're going to take up this kind of activity to arm yourself with the knowledge of the Quran and the answers it gives, there's a number of things to keep in mind. Be very careful that you are considering the original wording of the Quran. I don't know of any translation in any language that doesn't contain some mistakes in the translation. Or if not mistakes, it does not make the point clearly enough as in the Arabic. Now, that's not to say every Muslim has to learn Arabic, but that is to say that the real answer to a lot of problems is contained in the Arabic. You will find a lot of examples of this kind of thing, which even when Muslims translate, that's one of the things that surprised me about the Quran, was how consistent the author is in his choice of words. If he tells a story one way, he doesn't trip himself up in another place by telling it in a different way. Don't be fooled by this kind of thing.
Every day is a lesson, and everything you do defines yourself. Now I know we all have good intentions and different ways we have to cope with stress. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me. Before me it's easy, 'cause I know he sees me.
Welcome back to The Teacher. Today in this program, we are talking about those secret letters that are found in Quran and 29 of the Quranic chapters that start with them. Words like, letters like Alif, Lam, Mim, Alif, Lam, Ra. These, brothers and sisters in Islam, are called Hurufi Muqatta'at, as we explained before the break. And now we're going to be talking about the four or five possible interpretations of these Hurufi Muqatta'at. What are they? Well, possibly one of the objectives of these broken letters was to attract the attention of the listeners and to silence them and invite them to give ears to what Prophet is saying. You know how, like in a gathering, if somebody is trying to say something, nobody listens to that person, then they like start knocking on like the table or something. They try to make a sound that will attract the attention of the audiences around him. So one of the interpretations is that these hurufi muqatta'a, they are probably in the Quran because the infidels and the mushrikeen and the munafiqeen, they were not ready to listen to the Prophet's words. So when these special words were said, they would be like, what? And followed up with that, what is naturally a silence, right? And that silence was what was intended. So this is one interpretation. The second interpretation is that in some of the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, it has been mentioned that these letters are a kind of code and an allusion to the names of Allah. Okay? So for example, Alif, Lam, Mim, Sad. So if you notice that in Surah A'raf, this is how it starts. And Alif, Lam, Mim, Sad. And that, some interpreters say, is Mim and Sad, they stand for Al-Muqtadir al-Sadiq. Okay? So, Muqtadir starts with Mim, Sadiq starts with Sad, and these are the abbreviations. The meaning of the word Al-Muqtadir al-Sadiq is, I am Allah, the powerful, the true, the truthful. The powerful, the truthful. Okay? So, the act of substituting and extending, letters into like abbreviations of words, okay, it has been practiced since the ancient times, okay, although its use has assumed greater proportions in our times. As we know, today there are many places where we see abbreviations being used. So this interpretation suggests that these hurufa muqatta'a are the abbreviations of the names of Allah, okay. Then the next interpretation, and we're quickly going through it because we're short on time and I want to give all these interpretations to you. The fourth interpretation is that there is a possibility that all or at least some of these broken letters, the hurufi muqatta'a, they possess specific meanings, just as a word encompasses a meaning within itself. So they're treated as like one word, and together it may have a special meaning. In connection with the beginning of chapters Taha and Yasin, it states that Taha is the meaning of Ya Rajul, which means, O man. Okay? In this regard, is that the word Taha, like Yasin, with the passage of time, it has gradually transformed into a proper name of the noble prophet as well. We know that prophet is called O Taha, O Yasin. Okay? So these words were there, and then over time, they were given that proper meaning and hence have a significance. This is why the progeny of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's often called in the Islamic books Ala Taha. Okay, the children of Taha. And it can also be seen in the case of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, who has been addressed as Yibna Taha, O son of Taha, in where? Dua al-Nutba. Okay, so if you recite Dua al-Nutba, this is where you will find it. Last but not the least, we've got one more interpretation, and then we will wrap up our discussion on Huruf al-Muqatta'at. That interpretation comes from Allama Tabatabai. Allama Tabatabai, he says, when we place the chapters beginning with the broken letters under careful scrutiny, we observe that the chapters which begin with the same kind of letters, they contain subject matter that is similar in nature. So what he's saying that we have to recognize these patterns throughout the Quran, since there are several chapters which start with huruf al-muqatta'a. He says, if we put these huruf al-muqatta'a next to each other, we will start seeing the pattern. When we see that pattern, we see that these letters, they match each other in places. For instance, alif lam mim, alif lam ra. See, like, you start seeing a pattern, okay? And then when you see that pattern, this means, this is an indication that this chapter and this chapter, these two chapters, they contain the subject matter, that is like the content of these chapters, it is similar in nature or has certain connections. So, in other words, it is a sign. It is a sign for the reader to understand that one chapter of Quran, it has a link to another chapter of Quran. So, brothers and sisters, today we talked about the huruf al-muqatta'a and those secret words in Quran, those mysterious words in Quran, and what their significance is and what their possible interpretations are. Thank you for listening.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah. You can write it.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving.